So today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. The epistle taken from St. Paul to the Galatians. Brethren, it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bond woman and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born according to the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise, which things are said by an allegory, for these are the two testaments, the one from Mount Sinai, engendering unto bondage, which is Agar, for Sinai is a mountain in Arabia, which had affinity to that Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage and with her children. But that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that bears not, break forth and cry, thou that travels not, for many are the children of the desolate, more than of her that had a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born according to the flesh persecuted him that was after the Spirit. So also it is now. But what said the Scripture? Cast out the bond women and her son, for the son of the bond women shall not be heir with the son of the free women. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bond women, but of the free. By the freedom wherewith Christ had made us free. We stand up to hear the words of the most holy gospel. According to St. John, at that time Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is that of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because he saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus therefore went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Pasch, the festival day of the Jews, was near at hand. When Jesus therefore had lifted up his eyes and seen that a very great multitude come to him, he said to Philip, whence shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to try him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, there is a boy here that had five barley loaves and two fishes, but what are these among so many? Then Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. The men therefore sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to them that were set down. In like manner also of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, lest they be lost. They gather up, therefore, and fill 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above to them that had eaten. Now those men, when they had seen what a miracle Jesus had done, said, "This is of a truth the prophet that is to come into the world." Jesus, therefore, when he knew that they would come to take him by force and make him king, fled again into the mountain himself alone. That's the words of the most holy gospel. And the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please, you may take a seat. So, dear friends, today is the fourth Sunday after, of Lent. But also is the feast of Saint Joseph. Of course, liturgy in the Mass will be tomorrow. But still, today is the feast of Saint Joseph by tradition. And this is for that reason we want to do the consecration to Saint Joseph of the Resistance and our families today. So I want to take occasion precisely to preach about Saint Joseph and to give the conference about Saint Joseph and to do the consecration after the conference together. So first I want you to understand the importance, and after we will do it all together at the end. Well, first, you have to know the two principles before speaking about Saint Joseph. The first principle is that the humblest is the means we use to go to God. The most perfect those means are. See, I repeat again, very important principle. The humblest. Are the means we use to go to God, the most perfect are those means. And therefore, more grace is available and they are better received by God, better attended by God. So this is the case of Saint Joseph. This is the first principle to place before this sermon. And the second is the following. Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary both together shed light about our Lord Jesus Christ. The more we know about the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, the more we know about our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very important principle also. So first, these two principles, because we are going to go back to these two principles often during this day dedicated to Saint Joseph. So I start saying first that Saint Thomas Aquinas says that there are three things that God could not have done greater. First, the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the hypostatical union between the Word of God and the humanity of our Lord is the greatest possible perfection in our Lord Jesus Christ's humanity. The second thing God could not have done greater is the glory of the elect reserved for the children of God after this life. That glory, because it's to share the life of God as he is, his love, his knowledge, the beatific vision, is the greatest possible reward that we will have in heaven. It's amazing, beautifully. It's beautiful to speak and to think about that. For the whole eternity, the joy, the happiness of God will be ours. The life of God will be ours forever and ever in his kingdom. So he says, the third thing God could not have done greater is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So his mother. So this gives us an idea of the greatness. So it's something that we cannot imagine, we cannot think. St. Paul says that the glory in heaven, nobody can imagine, nobody was ever able to imagine and to see and to think about that. Impossible, he says, for someone to have an idea of what is expected for us, the reward for us in heaven. The same has to be said about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Impossible to imagine and to have an idea of how great, how perfect, how beautiful is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because God could have not done greater, better his mother. So, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice is another saint. It's a great devotee of Saint Joseph, Saint Leonard. He adds a fourth thing to Saint Thomas to Saint Thomas' sentence. He said that it's a fourth thing which God could have not done greater. And this is, he says, he could have not done greater, a greater father, Saint Joseph, so that father whose son is God. So he could not have done a greater father for that father whose son is God himself. This is Saint Joseph. Remember, Saint Joseph, the favorite title, Saint Joseph, according to Saint Pius X, the most important title, is the Virginal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Virginal Father. I will explain that in this sermon. As a consequence of being the Virginal Father, he is the spouse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Both titles, but the first title is to be Virginal Father to our Lord Jesus Christ. Second, to be the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, in the same way, we cannot imagine, it's impossible to imagine, but you have an idea at least of the ineffable dignity of Saint Joseph, his graces in order to perform his duty of state as a father and as a husband to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the fidelity, the love and devotion of Saint Joseph is one of those things that we could meditate. But especially the authority. Saint Joseph had the authority as the head of the Most Holy Family, representing God the Father. Saint Joseph had the mission of God the Father on earth towards our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I repeat, it's very important, this principle. So Saint Joseph had the authority of God the Father, the mission of God the Father towards our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary in on earth. Caring, protecting, providing, governing the Holy Family, the Most Holy Family. In such a way that the angels transmitted through Saint Joseph the orders of God the Father from heaven for the Most Holy Family. This is why we find that when the Holy Family had to flee to Egypt, or they had to go to Nazareth, back to Nazareth, or when they had to go to the Bethlehem or to Jerusalem to Bethlehem for the census of Herod, was through Saint Joseph done. Also, when the angel appeared to Saint Joseph, telling him to give the name to the child, was true Saint Joseph also, because he had the authority. The authority of the Father on those times is the one, because his authority from God, the Father is the one who will name the child when he was born. So the priest, on the day of the circumcision, is the one who will ask the Father, not the mother, the Father. So officially he will ask the Father during the ceremony, what is the name of the child? And the Father, very in a solemn way, will say, in this case, Saint Joseph will say, Jesus is his name. Very powerful. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was sent by the Father. Yes, the Holy Ghost, to die for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ was to die for us, but was sent from the Father. So the mission, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to be Savior, was given by God the Father through Saint Joseph. You are going to be the Savior of my children. Yes, of the fallen nature. So this is why we can say that Saint Joseph is the Savior of the Savior, because he protected our Lord. He spared his life. He nourished him. He gave him a life in many ways. Also, we have to speak that the Holy Ghost entrusted to Saint Joseph his immaculate wife, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her virginity to him. So the treasures of God, were placed on the hands of Saint Joseph. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Holy Catholic Church, the mystical body of Christ. So each one of us. This is the power of Saint Joseph. It's a great example for husbands who receive the authority to govern a family, and for example, to have the custody of the wife's chastity, the honor of the family, the sanctity, the holiness and the virtues and the duties and the discipline of the family. So that authority comes from God through the Father. So this is why we see the Blessed Virgin Mary completely subjected to Saint Joseph in obedience, because Saint Joseph had the authority of God in the Holy Family. So we have to say also that Saint Joseph was absolutely worthy and capable of these missions, of being virginal father to our Lord and a worthy spouse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Therefore, the virtues, the holiness, the greatness of Saint Joseph, and the honor has to be paid to him is great. Remember, the authority of God himself is in Saint Joseph. So, this is why our Lord could say to Saint Joseph, you saved my life in Egypt, for example. You guarded me, you guarded my life. You fed me. And I owe my life to you. This is a point I would like to expand, this point, because this is the foundation of fatherhood. A father is the one who gives life through love. So, through the love of God. So, a father, by essence, is the one who gives life. Yes? through the love of God. So our Lord could say truly to Saint Joseph, you are my father. So Saint Joseph teach us how to adore our Lord, and therefore how to know better our Lord Jesus Christ. He was adoring our Lord on Nazareth, on the, those 30 years in the private life. He was adoring our Lord with more fire than the cherubims and seraphims. Because the holiness of Saint Joseph surpasses the saints and the angels. So he was more than a cherubim and a seraphim, Saint Joseph, in burning fire of love. So this is why Nazareth, so the life of the Most Holy Family, is the model for each one of us, for any family, any group. So this is why we are going to do the consecration to Saint Joseph. The reference, the holiness that we are, and the protection and the example we are pursuing is the Most Holy Family, precisely. We can say that heaven on earth is the Most Holy Family. To live in them, with them, like them, through them, the Most Holy Family, is heaven on earth. This is why a monastery, a convent, is shaped after the life of the Most Holy Family. We say that Saint Joseph is the superior. We say that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the novice mistress. And we say that we are like our Lord Jesus Christ, together with him, being formed in holiness. Because Nazareth means house of holiness. Means we are trained to become saints in the house of Nazareth, means the Most Holy Family, having Saint Joseph as superior, as father, and the Blessed Virgin Mary as mother, as a mistress, teaching us together to be like Jesus, living in Nazareth. It's what we are going to do today. We are going to be consecrated to Saint Joseph, which means we are consecrated to the Most Holy Family. Equals, when we speak about Saint Joseph's consecration, that means also consecration to the Most Holy Family. Because automatically you enter through Saint Joseph to belong to the family of God, having believing in Nazareth under the protection of Saint Joseph, because you give everything to him. He introduced us automatically inside Nazareth, the Most Holy Family, to be trained in holiness, to be protected in holiness through Saint Joseph in the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the consecration to Saint Joseph. We are going to go into depth at the conference. Also, Saint Joseph not only is the reference of holiness, because the authority he has and the fatherhood and love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, the exemplary and the means that God wants us to use to go to Jesus and Mary, but also he is example of a good death, because he was prepared, and he will prepare us, because he was prepared. He died in gratitude, in love. In fact, he died out of love, according to the theologians. He died because love for God, love of God. But he was accompanied by our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary, full of joy and gratitude. So the children must be like the father. So this is why to meditate about Saint Joseph is going to give us a strong reference of how we are supposed to be Catholics in order to imitate better our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Saint Joseph is the secret of God in order to reach the great holiness of the Most Holy Family, to able to have an idea of how to practice those virtues and that adoration, love and service of God, which is taught by Saint Benedict in the monasteries. It's a reference how to live a life with the Most Holy Family, a monastery, a convent. So the love, the confidence, the honor that we must have to Saint Joseph. We must have. Because Saint Joseph is not only the virginal father to our Lord, but he's our father also. It's our virginal father also. Saint Joseph really is our father. It's what I want to explain now. But you have to know, you have to understand that he is the key to love the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because the perfect devotion to Mary was in Saint Joseph. The first to be consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary was Saint Joseph by the vows of matrimony. He vowed to dedicate himself to the Blessed Virgin Mary completely, body and soul, and all the possible strength of Saint Joseph's heart and dedication. So this is why we can see Saint Joseph as the bridge between the mystical body, and Jesus and Mary. Because, for example, the three Magi, when they arrived to Bethlehem with the star, following the star to Bethlehem, before seeing Jesus and Mary, they will have to receive the permission from Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph will open the door, receive them, and lead them to Jesus and Mary to adore and to offer the gift, you know, the three Magi. So it's the bridge between us and Jesus and Mary. It's the companion. It's the love, the honor, the adoration, the service that we owe to Jesus and Mary is with Saint Joseph. Like Saint Joseph. This is why devotion to Saint Joseph is essential, because it's our father. So for the fourth commandment, because the fourth commandment, we are obliged to pay honor and devotion to Saint Joseph in a daily basis, in an habitual basis, because he's our father. We're obliged. So we are obliged to devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the same way, because the fourth commandment, you shall honor your father and mother. So Saint Joseph is not a normal a saint like the others. He is a father to us. This is why, for example, when we were contemplating last time Our Lady of Solitude, one of the most important teachings of Our Lady of Solitude devotion is that Good Friday, the few who were worthy to be standing at the foot of the cross, siding with the Blessed Virgin Mary, accompanying her on those moments. So only those who were worthy to be at her side were like Saint Joseph, Saint John, Saint Mary Magdalene, and the holy women. And the few men like Nicodemus and maybe Saint Joseph, Arimathea, no? So it means that we have to be like Saint Joseph in order to be worthy, to be standing at the foot of the cross, like Saint John, in a Good Friday like today, which is the Good Friday of the Church, suffering, persecution, solitude, enemies everywhere, our Lord being taken away from the families, from the hearts, from the nations. So we must have the strength of Saint Joseph and Saint John to be able to stand firm at the foot of the cross next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The only way to do it the only way to do it is to be worthy of doing that is to be like Saint Joseph, to be with Saint Joseph and Saint John, Evangelist. It was a timely, very important devotion, and to speak about Saint Joseph. So this is why I want to speak just before finishing about the life of Saint Joseph. So that Saint Joseph gives the life, his father, to our Lord Jesus Christ and to us. Because the following principle: the purpose of a man being married is to become a father according to the will of God. So I repeat. So when someone gets married, a man who gets married to his wife, the purpose, so the first end of matrimony, of being married, is to become father. Yes? According to the will of God. So this is why when a matrimony is blessed, three wills, three loves enter into play. Are united, three wills and three loves, which is our Lord, husband and wife. And the end of this union is to have children for God. So the purpose of a man entering into marriage with a wife is to become father. It's the aim. Has to be the aim. This is why the first intention is to become father. And the first to happen is to become husband to his wife. This is why, for that reason, at the matrimony of St. Joseph at the Blessed Virgin Mary, that day of the matrimony of St. Joseph at the Blessed Virgin Mary, is when St. Joseph gave his fiat, yes, to become a father according to the will of God in the circumstances they were, which are virgins. But he gave his fiat to become father to our Lord Jesus Christ according to the will of God. So this is why when Our Lady gave her fiat on the Annunciation, he gave her fiat for both of them. It's a very important point. Very few speak about this point. Our Lady's fiat is on behalf of both of them. Because Saint Joseph, the day of his matrimony, precisely, he went into matrimony to become father according to the will of God. So he had our Lord has the entrance of Saint Joseph, the permission of Saint Joseph, the fiat of Saint Joseph, before going to the Blessed Virgin Mary, asking her his acceptance to become the mother of God. This is the foundation of the fatherhood of Saint Joseph. It's why he's the virginal father to Saint Joseph, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because our Lord wanted to be born, of course, in a matrimony. Because the matrimony, again, is the union between three loves, three wills, which is God, husband, and wife. It has to be the three to have a child in the matrimony. Yes? This is why St. Joseph, when he accepted to be married to the Blessed Virgin Mary, he accepted also, by that fact, to become father according to the will of God. In this case of our Lord Jesus Christ, in a virginal manner. It's very strong, very powerful, because that means that St. Joseph is really father, in a more perfect way, father, than any other earthly father. Yes? Because it's not according to the flesh. But it's really accepted the fatherhood on the day of his matrimony with the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's the most perfect fatherhood, a virginal father. It's the way God became our father to us. It's a more perfect way of being father, like God becomes our father to us. Yes. but he wanted us to be partakers of his fatherhood. This is why to become father, you have to give life, you have to be willing to give your life, united in love and will to God. This is very powerful, because precisely is what strengthens the concept of matrimony. It's exactly what dismisses and condemns whatever has to do with abortion, planification of a family, limiting the number of children, and being married without the blessing of God. All this is condemned automatically by this doctrine, because it has to be united the will of God, the will of the husband, and the will of the wife to have a child for God. You see? So we will expand upon these points in the conference. But for now, we have to settle this very powerful principle, because it's the most important title of St. Joseph. He's the virginal father to our Lord Jesus Christ. Real father, and virginal, which is higher than a father from the flesh. So this is why we pay the honor to St. Joseph, our father also, who has the authority. Everybody has to obey St. Joseph. Everybody has to pay the honors and love, respect, and confidence to St. Joseph. It's an obligation of any children to his father. Is confidence, love, honor, respect, trust. So we'll expand upon these points in the conference. So we end here. For now, we continue with the Mass and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.